conservative flamethrower in high heels and stilettos, too. It's the box that rocks. It's Angela Box on the Sam Malone Show on AM 1070 and FM 103.3. The Answer.
Little ZZ Top. Yes, indeed. Tube Snake Boogie. One of my favorites. You don't play that when Dinesh calls. It's not just reserved for Angela.
You're a misogynist. I'm triggered.
Doesn't play when Congressman Babin calls, Congressman Nails calls, Congressman Kelly calls,
yeah.
Steve Scalise. Hi, Ange.
Hi, Samuel.
How is America's angriest conservative?
America's angriest conservative is fit to be Chad.
there are a lot of things to be to get angry about. There's no doubt. But it's kind of like, I think the metaphor, the storm yesterday, and I was going to fight night, and I couldn't get, you know, anywhere with all the flooding, so I just pulled up, went to a Mexican restaurant, had margaritas, and that's the only, there's times when all you can do is drink. That was the only, right? Sometimes the only answer to the problem. Afghanistan is a mess. Gosh knows what's going to happen with terrorism. Feminists were ordered not to be mad at Biden, what they're going to do to little girls, the rapes and the genital mutilation stuff, and you can't fly homosexual flags now. The Taliban's there like they did under Biden. So, you know, what are you going to do? You have a drink, Angela Box.
Yeah. Yesterday, I think my favorite part of yesterday, other than the clip of the CNN reporter, you know, the day before wearing normal clothes and then the day after in full hijab and black saying, oh, these are mostly peaceful protesters. But my favorite part was when the spokes idiot, one of Biden's spokes idiots, came out and said, we're urging the Taliban to form an inclusive government. It's like, really? You're asking the terrorists to form an inclusive government that I guess includes women and LGBTQXYZ? It's absurd. We are a silly people. There's no question. This military has gone full woke. They care about transgenders in the military, and they care about flying woke flags and talking about white rage, and they don't care about what's going on in Afghanistan. To think that we've been there 20 years, and this happens in 48 hours. It is shocking. It is heartbreaking. I feel absolutely, I'm scared to death for the Americans still there, and Joe Biden doesn't seem to care about the Americans still there, literally in hiding now. And the people that helped our guys out over the last 20 years are now being hunted down and executed. So it's really bad, and it's all on Joe. Great job.
I hear you, but Angela Box with us, imagine, you know, he had this little, was he in a press conference yesterday, where he was ordered not to take questions. Could you imagine if Trump had such a debacle? First of all, it'd be called Trump's debacle, Trump's Kabul, Trump's Afghanistan disaster. Could you imagine if Trump, a heterosexual, conservative Christian, had a little pressure and then left so no one could answer a question, Angela Box?
Well, I mean, the amazing thing is that the guy was on vacation, and now he's going back to vacation, and Jen Psaki is on vacation this week. Like, what in the hell is going on here? And this is what happens when you have a stolen election and a bunch of buffoons run the show. This is what happens.
They're not buffoons. These are just devil worshippers. As I said, they hate America. They hate the Judeo-Christian fabric. And they hate Israel. They hate Jews. They're on record. They're all in favor of human sex trafficking at the southern border. They got no problem with that weird stuff, like female genital mutilation. Angela Box, where are the miserable feminists with the flappy arms and armpit hair who put vajayjays on their heads screaming about what Biden did to women?
They'll just say, because they always make apologies for radical Islamists, and they'll just say, oh, it's cultural, you Islamophobe, you bigot. I don't know. People, if you're not familiar with Hirsi Ali, she is, I can't think of her first name for some reason, but she came from Somalia. She had that done to her, and she's been such an outspoken advocate for women and girls over there, and saying, you know, these feminists, these proto-feminists, these neoliberal feminists running around worrying about getting a dismemberment abortion when literally in the Stone Age over in the Middle East, little girls have their genitals mutilated before they can reach puberty so they can't experience sexual pleasure when they have sex one day, and then forcing women into beekeeper outfits. Bill Maher said it. I have to give Bill Maher credit. We are a silly people. This is not serious. This administration is not serious. They hate America. They hate everything it stands for, and this is the outcome we get.
God. Isn't that crazy? Homosexual activists have been ordered to sit down and shut up. And miserable feminists have been ordered to sit down and shut up. Oh, actually, they were ordered to sit down before with Cuomo in New York, and then the head of one of those Me Too groups had to resign because she was involved in a scandal to go after the accuser of Andrew Cuomo, a gal with those Time's Up, Me Too, group. Kaplan was her name. Forced to resign. So feminism has no credibility left in America. Angela Box.
Well, they learned from Hillary Clinton, and they learned from the bimbo eruptions, as Hillary Clinton used to call them. So if Democrats are doing it, it's fine. If Republicans are doing it, it's off with your head. So Andrew Cuomo, as I've said many times, has been the sacrificial lamb. He was forced to fall on his sword because now they think, because of all this crap going on, and then God knows what else is coming down the pike, now they think, oh, the nursing home scandal, will never have to deal with it because the Department of Justice certainly isn't going to look into it. So they think, got rid of Andrew Cuomo. He was the most egregious, they think, of the perpetrators. But it's not true because there's four other governors who all did the same thing. So, look, justice has to come for that. And I'm glad he's gone. But those four governors thinking they're off the hook, I don't think so. Karma will come.
I don't think so either, not on murder cases. Angela Box, conservative commentator. We're in our second special session. The Harris County Democrat Party and Texas Democrats have blood on their hands from people murdered by those who got PR bonds and let out again. Democrats refuse to take on bail reform. Texas Democrats have blood on their hands. Joan Huffman was on the state senator last week. I think six or seven people murdered since the Democrats fled in their cowardly, girly way. How's this going to end?
Oh, it's going to end by defeating as many of them as possible, which I'm going to make my mission, by the way. So, look, these Texas Democrats, they now are, you know, slinking back into the state and having arrest warrants served to them, which is, it's a beautiful thing. Unfortunately, a lot of them are in pretty safe districts, but there are about 10 of them, ladies and gentlemen, who won their races last time between 1 and 5%. Those are the ones I'm going to be going after, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah, and I was supposed to ask you about a drugstore incident, but I haven't prepped the story, so leave the name of the drugstore out, but what's the story?
Oh, okay. Well, it's kind of important to know the drugstore because I want everyone to go there and mess with them. But yesterday I was in my neighborhood little pharmacy, and in this pharmacy, it's like one of those little shops, you know, it's like, let me put it this way, it's in Tanglewood in Briar Grove area. There's your clue. And there's a post office inside, all right? So I had my hands full of packages. I walk in, and immediately the two Yenta harpies, one guy and one girl, where's your mask? Ma'am, put your mask on. Put your mask on. I go, no, leave me alone. They literally hounded me through the store, threw a mask down. I said, get that out of my face. She goes, don't you challenge me. I go, oh, okay. And then as I was leaving, I said, you should be ashamed of yourself. Prove to me that this works. Oh, that's right. You can't. I mean, look. I'm not doing it anymore, and I'm shocked that a little bitty pharmacy thinks that putting people back into masks is, I mean, it's such a control thing for them at this point. It's like they want to show who that they're in control of something, and it's really pathetic.
It's weakness. Those people who do that, they know they're weak in spirit, and they're weak in faith, and they know it. And in order to overcome, they'll like, wear a mask. Just say, did you get the vaccine? Okay, you're safe. And then what happens is the wiring starts coming apart. That's a whole other scandal for our very eyes. Final thought, the Angela Box, conservative commentary.
Well, look, this is what I think is going on, even though Afghanistan is completely botched by this horrific fraudulent administration. I think Americans need to understand that the Arizona audit's getting ready to come out. We learned in the Cyber Symposium last week lots of stuff. There's going to be – every state needs to be audited, and certainly these swing states need to be audited, and they're going to be. Keep your eyes on the audits, because they're trying to take our eyes away from the fact that this administration is completely 100% fraudulent, should not be there. And, look, they are red-pilling America faster than Trump ever could, because more and more people are opening their eyes and going, what exactly are the Democrats doing that's good for us? Because basically everything that Trump stood for is common sense. They are dismantling common sense because nothing they're doing makes any sense at all. And more people are waking up to it.
Angela Mock, conservative commentator. Where's your mask? Where's your mask? Did you get the experimental shot? Yeah. Feeling
no.
Okay? Any heart explanation issues?
I love it that I haven't done any of it. It's like, how do you explain that I'm not dead? I'm so confused.
Yeah, but, you know, they'll look for a story where somebody didn't take the experimental shot and they're in the hospital, but they're ordered not to run any stories, right, any stories about the side effects of the shot, which Bayer's has been keeping track of, that we keep track of. They're not allowed to talk about all the people who died just from the shot, which they should. That's just open books, baby.
And they're not allowed to talk about the fact that most of these people who get the Rona in the hospital are obese. So get off your couch and don't listen to what the government says. Go outside and exercise and eat healthy and get your vitamin D and your zinc. You'll live. There you go.
Yeah, that's one thing that CNBC actually wrote. They probably shot the guy who wrote it. That about 7 out of 10 of the people with the Rona, with the Wuhan, are obese. Not overweight, obese.
Obese.
Big numbers. All right, get out of here. Go have a wonderful day. Talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye, Angela Mock, the name 1070 Angela.